Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this August 8th, 2023. 3:30 on the clock. You have your host, James J. here. And I am joined right now by Lindsay Scheider, Director of Business and Development and Real Estate Professional with Cole Banker or CEO Realtors. It's Let's Talk Real Estate time. Lindsay, how are you?
I'm good, James. Thanks so much for having me today.
Thanks for being here. I really do appreciate the time. Certainly, we've done this for a long time, and we had a really good time conversating, talking with JR over the years. It's been a lot of fun. I'm looking really forward to our audience and you and I getting a chance to do this and going forward. It's going to be a lot of fun, Lindsay.
Awesome. Yeah, I agree. Thank you.
Let's get to a market update right away. Let's kick off with that.
Absolutely. Well, I brought a lot of data here for us today, and I kind of, started wide on the county view and then kind of drilled down on some of the smaller neighborhoods that we have within the counties that we serve.
Yeah.
And so I guess I'll start with Adams County. So our average sales price is up year over year. Our current average sales price is almost $270,000 across that county. And this year so far, we've sold 217 homes across the Adams County market. And we're still getting really close to just under 100%. We're at 99% for list to sales price ratio.
How about the town of Rome?
So yeah, drilling down a little bit more into that pocket, it's quite interesting actually to see what's happening in the town of Rome. We have the average sales prices up 23% year over year. So our average sales price currently is just under $400,000 in our small town of Rome. And also the gap between last year's quantity sold and this year's appears to be narrowing. We've sold 50 homes this year in 2023 from January to July. And we're still getting more than our sellers are asking for. Our list to sales price ratio is 101%. So just a slightly over those asking prices.
How about Wood County?
Yes. Yeah, moving just north across Wood County. We're still up as far as the market is, but it is a little bit less of a margin. It is almost 1.5% year over year, but also our average sales price, is almost $200,000 across the county of Wood County. And we've gone from last year in 2022, we sold almost 500 homes, 495 to be exact. And this year, through July, we sold 456. So again, that gap, appears to be getting a little bit smaller, which is great.
Interesting. And finally, the greater Wisconsin Rapids area.
Absolutely. So our average sales price right now is right at 180. This market is also up almost 2% year over year. And we've sold 233 homes so far here into July of 2023. And we still have that high demand. We have that list to sales price ratio over 100% at 101%. So it still is a fabulous time to list your property, though those sellers are still getting at or slightly above that asking price.
So, Lindsay, part of the reason I wanted to wait to ask any questions or talk about this is because we've got these areas, they're so close together, and the numbers do seem a little close, but there are some outliers here. You look at all these numbers together, what stands out to you?
I mean, I think overall just that the market is still up across central Wisconsin year over year is amazing to see. So obviously we have some margins that are larger than others, some pockets, a little bit more than others. We're still down slightly with that quantity sold across all of these markets as well. But we're seeing that narrowing, which I think is a great sign that this summer market has brought some more listings to the forefront, that we've been able to successfully, assist with those transactions and make it to a successful close on both the seller end and the buyer end.
I'm puffing my chest a little bit because I've really been paying attention to JR when he talks, because that's something that stood out to me too. I know that that's been a big crux of one of the industry's holdbacks in this area, at least, is having inventory. It seems like every time we talk about it, inventory comes up. So that seems like a real positive to me. Even a slight bit of improvement there is a huge positive.
Absolutely. And even just diving a little bit more into the inventory conversation is that, the general public seems to think like there are, there's no houses being sold. There's nothing available, which really just simply isn't the truth. There are homes available, but what's happening is that they're being snatched up so quickly that the available inventory is it's available for a very short duration of time, which then makes it feel like there's nothing available. But there are things, as you can see, coming onto the market and selling across our, now we're halfway through our year that we are successfully, getting sold for our customers and clients. But they're just still getting snatched up pretty quick.
Mm-hmm. Lindsay, as we shift gears a little bit, we understand that there is a lot of information out there for people nowadays. There's a lot of people that are doing it yourself, DIY projects and this, and a lot of people trying to do things kind of on their own. But there's a reason why not only do we get together, once a month, but we talk so highly about Coldwell Banker CU Realtors. I personally do. I know our staff does. Our community does. Because of so many different things that you guys bring to the table. I wonder if we can get into a little bit of the changing market conditions and some of that right now.
Absolutely. Well, the last time that we spoke, James, we talked a little bit more on like the selling side of things. And what I'd love to talk to you and our listeners about today is diving a little bit more about when it comes to buyers and why that's important to enlist a trusted professional to assist you when you are looking to buy. To your point, we are having some different and unique market conditions. And to me, it's even more important to give you sound information to help you make the best possible decisions for yourself and your family when you are looking to, buy or sell real estate. And having that trusted professional by your side, making sure that you have those favorable outcomes, of getting the house that you're looking to purchase and or on the seller side, get a satisfactory sales price as well.
Lindsay, I've never been in this position before, but I remember when my parents were and they were late to home buying. They were able to do it, but it was much later in life for them. And they went into it kind of feeling like they understood the process. But then once it began, the nerves really kicked in. And it's a little like one of those things like you don't realize how it can be until you're actually doing it. And it's a big part of the reason why we encourage people to reach out to you guys, because it's one of those situations where on the surface it may seem something, but there is so much, reading between the lines or gray area when it comes to home purchasing.
Absolutely. I mean, and if anyone has questions about buying or selling in today's market, I mean, I would say don't wait, don't hesitate. Feel free to call today to speak with one of our licensed professionals at Coldwell Banker, our family of companies. We have our locations in Wisconsin Rapids, Town of Rome, and Adams Friendship, and we really are eager to help you with that so that you can understand that process even more clearly and feel more confident going in.
Are there things, Lindsay, that buyers should be aware of when they're jumping on the internet and maybe clicking on a site or something like that?
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, most buyers really just don't understand that when, we have technology at our fingertips nowadays, on our phones, on our laptops, where people do search on their own and they're clicking on different things on different websites. And, just for that, for the public to understand that those websites actually may choose your agent for you rather than, and I guess my point is rather than just getting matched with a random agent, wouldn't you maybe want the ability to choose your own agent to assist with such an important, expensive purchase, and just to ensure that you can do that, choose your own agent. It's really very simple. Just make, our team at Coldwell Banker Stewart Realtors in Wisconsin Rapids and across the family of companies, your very first call.
Hmm. If you see a property with an agent, that agent is the one that will help you with the facility. Is that true? Again, this is a little bit new to me with this. So that happens quite often?
So, yeah, I mean, when you're clicking on the internet, you may come across the property that maybe piques your interest and, you know, there's all the buttons, right? You want to schedule a tour or you want more information. Mm-hmm. As soon as you click those buttons, it can connect you with an agent of the website's choosing. And so if you do actually go and see that property with an agent, then that agent would be the one that would help, you know, facilitate an offer if you're interested in that property. So you just want to make sure that you're viewing properties with the agent that you wish to continue to work with. You know, building that relationship so that you have someone by your side helping you through that process. Really the best part is a Coldwell Banker agent can help you with any property, whether it's listed with a different company, our company listed with any company, or any for sale by owner, or even a property that's not listed, we can assist with the purchase of that property.
It's a great resource and something that I want to make sure we highlight any chance we get with you guys, because that is something that not everybody can offer.
Yeah, I mean, go ahead.
No, you go right ahead.
I mean, we pride ourselves at Coldwell Banker to be about more than just purchasing the home. We want to be a resource for you for much more than that. You know, if a buyer needs assistance connecting with a lender that can help with a specific type of purchase, we can help with that. If you have questions about different neighborhoods or areas of the community, or maybe there's zoning rules because you want to have, you know, a certain pet or a farm animal or something like that, we can help with that. You know, if you need a recommendation for an inspector or a contractor professional, we can help with that. Our agents just undergo ongoing training to really be in the know. And all of that is to help our customers and clients. Like, our knowledge and our local connections are an advantage to all of the people that we work with.
Yeah, especially with the accessibility being so easy nowadays to look at different realtors and look at different places. When you go local like this and you're dealing with a local place, these are people who live in the communities that you live in. They're your neighbors. Mm-hmm. They're your friends and family. Their kids go to the same schools as you do. So Lindsay and her team over there, very similar to how we would talk about with JR and everything, of course. You're going to care about the people that are moving into these houses. You're going to want them to move into good places. For one, it's all a reputation business, but two, you're also, you care about these people because they're community members.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we are definitely embedded into the community, community events and helping out, volunteering, all of those things, and also just being up on our industry of mm-hmm. real estate and what homes are available, the market, the values. We also have some amazing technology right at our fingertips to make sure that our home buyers are seeing any property that might fit the bill for them. And choosing to work with a Coldwell Banker agent gives you direct access to our MLS, our multiple listing service. So you're just right alongside us, being in the know about any new listing that hits the market as soon as it's live. So that is a great advantage, just to be aware of what's entering the market right away when it is entering, so that if it's something you're excited about, we can take action right away.
Yeah, and boy, is it ever, like, in this day and age, so important to get in on that right away. Just some of the stories I've heard from some people that have been interested in buying homes and such. There was a friend that was talking about they were putting every home they bid on, they were going way over the bidding price and still not getting the homes. I say winning, but still not getting the homes. So it's that much more important that this day and age to jump when it's hot.
Yeah, it really is a fast-moving market for sure. And, you know, just to make sure that we're, you know, viewing the right properties based on what that buyer wants, needs, and also their budget. And then, to your point, making sure that the buyer is actually ready to make an offer when we do find the one that they're excited about. and, you know, making those connections, like I spoke about earlier, of like making sure that we're talking to a lender if they they're choosing to finance their purchase, and just getting all of our ducks in a row so that when that time comes that we find the one that puts a glimmer in the buyer's eye, that we can take action and work together to, you know, do what we can to get that property for them.
Mm-hmm. We're speaking with Lindsay Scheider, Director of Business Development and Real Estate Professional with Coldwell Banker Sear Realtors. And Lindsay, I wanted to try something. So I did something this weekend, knowing that we were going to be interviewing together. I typed into my search bar, buy a home in Wisconsin Rapids. And I see immediately, first off, you guys show up right away. So shout out to Coldwell Banker. But a bunch of, but it's, that's the only, that was the first local thing that showed up. Otherwise, it was big websites that, you know, have houses from all around the country. And the personalness wasn't there. The localness wasn't there. And that's a really key part of this when it comes to real estate and having real estate agents in the area, knowing literally the neck of the woods.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, just to, obviously I care deeply about our individual agents, but also our brokerages of our three locations in Wisconsin Rapids, Town of Rome, and Adams Friendship. But then also to take it one step further across the umbrella of our brand of Coldwell Banker, like I'm proud to be associated with such an amazing brand that really does care about all of the people that are a part of it. And then going to, you know, why does the general public care about that? It really trickles down to all of the different avenues that we have to help our customers and clients. And then to your point, you were talking about local, but to talk about our brand as like we are international. So we're across all of, you know, the entire world, several countries. And then our presence here local is strong as well. So it's kind of that we have the broad feel of an international brand and all of the assets that are brought to our fingertips to help our customers and clients, all the way down to our local people that live and work and play in our local communities and are excited to help our neighbors and our friends with any buying or selling needs that they have.
You really do get the best of both worlds with this. It's truly nice to be able to offer that to people. And, you know, when it comes to like, let's talk about buying a vehicle. I think a lot of people out there have bought a vehicle before and you get the lemon. You know, you do your research, you do your homework, you even self-drive it and it's still a lemon. That you can live with that. It sucks, but you can live with it. You can survive that. It's hard to survive buying a lemon home. It's a lot more difficult. One of the things that you guys are able to do is really assist with some of those maybe concerns that might be or may not be there.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when we're helping our buyers and we're beginning touring properties, once we've kind of gotten all of those ducks in a row and making sure that we're ready to purchase, begin showing them properties, a trusted agent can be just so valuable in assisting with helping to spot any concerns that may need attention. And that can range from like maintenance items on a home to needed repairs or just kind of any red flags that we're seeing just because we're doing this every day. And then also just taking it one step further to knowing and communicating with our buyers if the asking price is fair for what the market is holding right now. Mm-hmm. So to have that friend is really valuable in that way as well. One other thing I kind of just wanted to mention was that just because, you know, working in our local market day in and out, we're talking to customers and clients about all of their future housing plans. And, you know, we may know of listings that are coming onto the market before they even hit the market. Mm-hmm. And so going back to, you know, the fast moving pace of everything that's happening, that's a definite advantage to a buyer in what's happening in our current housing climate.
And one of the last things I wanted to talk with you about was the, you know, drafting of an offer. I think that even if you understand quite a bit about home buying, that this is one of those things that you get to and you're like, oh, yeah, that thing. How do I do that? Where do I begin with this?
Yeah, well, our family of agents at Coldwell Banker, we know just how to draft competitive offers for our buyers in hopes to win out over any other interested parties, because we are still seeing multiple offer situations in our market right now. The contracts necessary to buy or sell property, they're lengthy, they're detailed. And we at Coldwell Banker, we work with these contracts every day, and we know what's important to discuss and make sure that we communicate thoroughly, and also how to get creative sometimes to adjust those contracts when we need to. There's a ton of industry jargon, financing terms, attorney legalese, title company lingo. It all can be tough to navigate for customers and clients, and that's what we're here for, is to guide them through that. And so we would take the time to explain the purpose of each document and answer questions, anything that a buyer or seller wouldn't understand, and clarify those terms that you're ultimately agreeing to, and signing. So we want to make sure that you fully understand.
I couldn't agree with all that more, especially again, having gone through this with my parents and seeing how they were through this process. But I think of something else when you're saying that too, Lindsay, the stress that is involved with one of the more happier moments of your life. Most people, you're buying a home. This is a great thing. This is awesome. For people like my parents, they waited 30 years to be able to do this. And you get to this point, but then the stress kicks in. Then the nerves kick in. And what a relief to be able to have somebody like Lindsay or one of your great team members there to kind of keep your ducks in a row, to make sure your T's are crossed, your I's are dotted, and everything's kind of in order for you. So it's one less thing for you to have to, worry about when you've got so much on your plate already.
Absolutely. We definitely want to be your partner in crime through your journey in real estate, and we're here to make it as easy and as stress-free as possible. And we're excited to start the conversation, to help any of the listeners that are joining us today or online, to plan for any of your now or future real estate needs. I would just encourage them to give us a call at one of our Coldwell Banker offices in Rome, Adams, or Wisconsin Rapids. The Coldwell Banker Seward Realtor office can be reached at 715-424-4800, or you can find us online at coldwellbanker.com, and we're excited to talk to you.
Lindsay, as we're wrapping up here, I did want to touch on one other thing that I think is really noteworthy, because I've gotten to meet a lot of agents through Coldwell Banker over the years, and every one of you guys have something very similar in common. You seem just as excited as the buyer to be getting this home. And I think that's really unique. I think that is a really fun thing that you guys offer to your clients that not everybody can. The excitement that you have just talking about that, I can feel through the phone.
Well, and we do look at it as a celebration and as something to be excited about, for sure. To make someone's dream come true in real estate is, and there's all kinds of different dreams that, maybe it's that first-time home buyer, or maybe it's someone needing to purchase a larger home because they're expanding their family and they're having more kids. Or maybe it's vice versa. It's, we're moving out of a family home into something more manageable for someone a little bit later in life. All of these things, like real estate, really does go hand in hand with really large life events in people's worlds. And to play a small part of that is just, it's amazing and exhilarating. And we're just happy to be those partners to do that with them.
Lindsay, always good talking with you. Thank you so much for the time. I mentioned before, one more time, if people have follow-up questions or want to get in touch with you or any of your staff, how can they do that?
The best number to reach us in the Wisconsin Rapids office, which is the Coldwell Banker Seward Realtor office, is 715-424-4800.
Always appreciate the time, Lindsay. We'll talk again next month. You take care.
Thanks, James. Have a great day.
We'll have more Midday Magazine for you tomorrow right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.